Wednesday, May 19th. That morning, I returned to my office to have a meeting with George Ross, where we discussed the events of yesterday's tumultuous task resolution. Minutes and seconds count, whether you're in the Olympics or in business. George mentioned the article in the New York Times today on my Brazilian partner, Ricardo Bellino, in which Ricardo mentions how I gave him exactly 3 minutes to sell his idea to me in January 2003. We've been in business together ever since, and he may be bringing The Apprentice to Brazil in the near future. He's a good example for these aspiring apprentices of the value of time. My Playboy interview with David Hockman was about to start, followed by a photo shoot. Richard DeVinci of Mark Burnett's team stopped by for a minute to brief me on the day's schedule. He wanted to prepare me for the possibility of a long boardroom scene, considering the events of the day before. Richard is in charge of a crew of 275, and he is always calm, unassuming, and professional. I've noticed that Mark Burnett has a knack for finding the best people in the business. After David Hockman was settled in my office, he began by telling me an interesting fact. In preparing for his interview with me, he had been given a stack of interviews and articles about me that was several feet high. He was stunned. It was more information than he had for Julia Roberts or Bruce Willis or anyone else that he has ever interviewed. We were interrupted a few times during the interview by calls and visits from my staff, but David is a pro and he took it professionally. I enjoyed talking with him. He's informed and easygoing. I told him that an odd thing to me is that it seems my overall image is better since The Apprentice started. People see another side of me, and even though I fire people every week on the show, they don't seem to mind. Maybe they can see that I make an effort to be fair. Who knows? It's still a mystery to me. I've always been the same. After the interview, I ducked down to the fourth floor and met Carolyn and George to prepare for the third boardroom scene. I checked on the crew in the monitor room and everyone was ready to go. If you've never been behind the scenes of a television show, you'd be surprised at how much goes into it and all the details we as viewers tend to take for granted. I decided to check out the snack table to see what they had. Production crews have long hours, so nourishment is provided at all times. I don't know what a nutritionist would think of this layout, but it looked healthy enough to me. I even opened the refrigerator, which I was pleased to see was well stocked with Trump ice water. Then I spoke with Robin Himmler from my staff and asked her how these candidates differed from those from the first season, and she mentioned that they seemed much louder this time around. She could hear a lot of commotion coming from the boardroom. I also noticed that some of the male candidates had put their cards and phone numbers in her prop Rolodex on the set, which was nothing new. It happened last time, too. But she's good-natured and handles the attention well.